Hi, Issa. Thanks for coming on the show today to talk about the new Body Count album, Merciless, that's coming out November the 22nd. Is it on Century Records or
Yeah, Century Media.
Century Media, right? What did you guys do differently about this making up Merciless compared to Carnivore?
Well, really, this record came out of nowhere because, we hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Trying to fix the light. Yeah, this record kind of came out of nowhere because after Carnivore dropped the day COVID hit. So we were set up to do a big tour in Europe and a lot of promotion. And then all of a sudden the pandemic hit and we couldn't even do a show. So it really sucked for us, even though the record got accolades and stuff. We weren't happy with, you make a record, you want to go perform it. And so the label, they just go, "We'll make another album." I'm like, "What?" Like, they don't really know like what it takes to make an album. Like, to make it
Exactly.
out, you might make 20 songs and 12 will make it, and those other eight, they're discarded. So you can't just take those eight and start making a new album. You had to start from scratch. So it took a while for me to get some content and stuff, but of course, my concept is always try to come harder and better. I don't think if you're not going to make a better album, you should just rest on your laurels and stop, and just perform your catalog. But we were really eager to do something better. And I just think this one's harder. It's more concise. It has like every song on it is good. And we've been out on the road performing it and it works. That's one thing you'll know with metal fast. If you make a song and it doesn't move the crowd, you like, "I'm never playing that song again."
Exactly. Yeah. So you've done a few videos for the album. I think the first one was Psychopath. Can you tell me a little bit about that song and the meaning behind it?
Well, the way I make albums is I start with the music first. The band has a mission, which is to make tracks that I don't have to sing on. Like, make something so hard that you don't even need vocals, that you could go out there and play it instrumentally and the crowd would still react. If they could do that, then that makes my job easy. Now all I got to do is find out what to say. So we've got a bundle of songs, and Psychopath jumped out at me, and it just sounded like to me the inside of a Psycho's brain, the way the riffs were so erratic. And I'm a big horror fan, and I think everybody's watched so much true crime and shit, everybody can pretty
I
much.
watch Forensic Files all the time. It's like, and then
You could
all those
profile
shows.
a psychopath. By now, you could profile a psychopath. We've seen them.
Exactly.
We all know what goes on in their head. So, one of
Exactly.
the things about me as a songwriter, I like to write in the first person. I like to become the character I'm singing about. I never killed any cops, but I became the cop killer. So
Exactly. Yeah.
on this one, I said, "Okay, I'll become the psychopath." And it works. We perform it. I put a stocking mask on. I start kidding myself. I mean, Body Count, they give us a lot of names, but I don't believe in taking names. So they say, "Oh, you're new metalist." Body Count is Grindhouse. That's
Right.
where we created that genre of music. And there's a lot of groups that are kind of Grindhouse. I would say Gore is Grindhouse. I would say certain groups that push the limits so far that you almost gotta laugh. Cannibal Corpse to me is Grindhouse. It's a little death metal, but at the
Right.
same point, when you sing "I Come Blood," like, all right. Like, you push it to this point where if you don't get the humor in it, then it's gonna scare the dog shit out of you. And like I say in a Body Count song, a guy runs to the trunk to grab a gun, but he pulls a rocket launcher. Like, it's a It's a one-legged bitch with big titties and a Uzi, you know?
I get you. So you also did a cover of the Pink Floyd song Comforting Numb, but you changed the lyrics around some, I believe. Can you tell me the inspiration for covering it and what it means to you?
I think it comes from hip-hop. Like hip-hop, we always listen to music and think, I could freak that, I could twist that, I could make that into something. And the bass line to Comfortably Numb, I always wanted to rap on. I just like the bass line to it. And so it just came to me. I said, well, why don't we just do it in Body Count? I mean, it is more of a rock record than a rap record, you know. But rap loves to take rock shit and flip it, you know. But I said, yeah, let's go for it. So we made the track. I took the part of the song I like, which is just the bass groove, and I said my words over it. And I know the original Comfortably Numb is a little about being high, but I looked at it like the term really hit me as us as humans watching all the tragedy in the world and how we're able to look at it and then turn to sports or turn to something else. Like, we're all numb. There's wars going on right at this minute. People are being bombed. But mm-hmm. I can go in my refrigerator and get an iced tea and chill and play my video game. Like, we're so detached. And I think we've seen so much horrific shit that we're desensitized to anything that's not knocking at our front door. So I write the song and we turn it in. And first, the publishing company for Pink Floyd said, absolutely not. They don't do covers. They don't do samples. So then my manager was able to get around it to David Gilmour's manager, who happens to be a cool motherfucker. So he turns around. He gets it to Dave. Dave heard it and was blown away and says, I love the words. This is just like a reimagination of the term and everything. So then it's like, okay, well, him and Roger don't see eye to eye, but mm-hmm. I got to get approvals from both of them. So we send it to Roger. Roger's only comment was, who's singing? And it's Ice, and he approved it. So people are like, Ice has been able to get people that couldn't agree in 25 years to agree on something.
That's crazy.
Which made me feel good because what I'm saying is not about race, it's not about religion, it's not about politicals, it's about humans fucking the earth up. That's what it's mm-hmm. about, you know? The last lyric says it. So they approved it. And then David was like, I want to play on it. Mm-hmm. So now we're like, what? Are we really? Like, really? He's going to rip. So he plays on it. Then he goes, what about the video? So we're just fucked up by now because, you know, we understand in the hierarchy of rock and roll, you know, Pink Floyd's up there with Zeppelin and Hendrix, Rolling Stone. I mean, these are the mm-hmm. super groups that can't really be touched. So David Gilmour gave us access to it. And, I hope I did it justice. When you do a remake of a legendary group, it's potentially suicide. You know, you either gonna kill it or you're gonna get killed. It's one or two. And we've covered a lot of groups from Hendrix to Sabbath to Slayer, and we've gotten nothing but great reviews. So we're very fortunate.
Yeah, I watched the video and stuff. It's really good. I really enjoyed it. And you're hitting a point to the fans, in which, you know, that's what it's intended for. So I appreciate it and thank you for doing that.
It's cool too. You know, we performed it in Europe, and then we just recently performed it this weekend at Aftershock, and it got a great response. You know, we end our show with it, and you know, after doing all this madness and this violence and this aggressive speed metal and. And then all of a sudden it ended on that note. It works. The audience is like, they're already burnt out. You know, they're like, don't make us mosh again. After Cop Killer, like, you know, so it's cool way for us to leave on a good note. And Ernie on tour, Ernie's doing the solos. So it gives you a chance to see Ernie C's chops, and he's going crazy.
I can't wait to see you guys on tour. Hopefully you're coming this year to do some concerts. It's awesome that you get guest musicians on the to do songs on the albums. I believe you did Purge with George Korsgrinder Fischer from Cannibal Corpse. Can you tell me about that song and the meaning behind that?
Well, first thing is, anybody that's on a Body Count album pretty much asked to be on it. Like, we meet all these people on the road. We became friends with Cannibal Corpse way back to in Mayhem Fest. And the thing of it is, I'm friends with Chris Barnes, too. I've worked with 6 Feet Under. So, you know, and I know there's a little shit going on in there, but I'm out of it. I just fuck with everybody. So nobody's held me accountable. But at the end of the day, we met George, and he was so cool. So what happens is, they basically say, hey, when you get ready to do another album, call me. So the way we do Body Count albums is, first the music, then I make the lyrics, and then we listen back and we go, who would fit? If we're going to put someone on these songs, who would fit? And The Purge was perfect for him,
right?
You know? And The Purge is just me making a record of pretty much about the movie. What's up? Yeah, Titans right here. Hold on, my guy's coming to pick up my dogs right here. How you doing?
Awesome, man.
All right. Good. Yes, sir. You good?
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, he just jumped on there. We send him the track. We say, look, this is where we want you to drop. Do your thing. I never tell artists what to do because they're artists.
Mm-hmm.
And he just dropped some crazy lyrics in there. And just like when we got Joe Bad on Psychopath, he's connected. Titan, go. He's connected to Fit for Autopsy, lead singer. And Will Putney produces or is in Fit for Autopsy. So we had that breakdown and bow, he jumped in. No one has ever charged us for a feature. Like, we use Max Soulfly, whether it was Randy from Lamb of God. I mean, people seem to honestly love our group, and they just like, yo, if I could fit in, tell me what to do. And that's how it happens. It's like, it's just been like love, you know. I'm not the kind of artist that's going to reach out to a hot band and try to get their vocalists on a track.
Right.
That's how we operate.
That makes sense. Is there a favorite song that you have on the album? Is there anyone that's you particularly like? Have you guys done any songs live from the album? Or
my favorite song is Merciless, which we haven't performed yet because we're really waiting until the video comes out. You know, it's one thing to pre-perform songs, but some songs hit better once people know it, you know? Mm-hmm. And the intro, have you heard the whole album?
No, I've heard a few songs off right now. We're going to do a review of the album too, so.
The first song is Merciless, and that's like my favorite song. And we've got a sick, sick video for that. Wait till you see the video. It's kind of the album cover was shot during the video, so. It's kind of like a play on Hostel, and I'm torturing a Klansman.
That's going to be an interesting one there, I guess. So you recently played, you just played Aftershock this weekend. Can you tell me how that went? According to fans online, they said it was amazing. You guys put on a great performance. Did you think it was really good, or did you?
It was good. See, we've been on tour in Europe, so we're really running at full power right now, you know? And when we're on tour, we'll play sometimes 50 minutes on festivals, but we do an hour and a half when they headline. So we headline like 6-7 shows out there, but our own shows. And all of our own shows sold out. So we're ready. We're ready. Like, the band is in L.A., but they don't need any rehearsal. They just need a set list. Mm-hmm. They rehearse in L.A. They just need a set list, and they're go. You know, they've been playing 30 years, so They know what to do. I think Body Count puts on a pretty good show with no pyro, with no extra lights, with no extra stuff. I was out with Machine Head, and one of the guys was like, they said, why? I told him, I said, that first explosion set is more than we're making. And he goes, well, you know, what'd he say? Why profit when you can have pyro? You know? So I don't know if we'll ever get into that. I've seen some people that's, I mean, ain't nobody ever going to reach Rammstein. You know, they're not going to get to that level. But I think there's other levels left for Body Count when we really start to add production.
Well, you got a good catalog to play live. I mean, the songs are awesome. It's, you know, it's in your face. It has a message, and it relates to everybody. We can totally get what you're singing about. So, and we appreciate what you do. So
the cool thing about us is, like, yeah, if you get to the point where you have 6, 7, 8 albums, you can damn near play a song from every album. You know, like, you're only going to play 10 songs on a show, you know. So now you have such a catalog that you can go this way, you can go that way, and mix it up and shuffle the deck. But yeah, we got some good bangers. And you know, like I said, from playing live, you know which ones the crowds react to. Like in Europe, they love Born Dead. Born Dead over there, they go crazy over that song.
So do you have any tour dates coming up? I haven't checked the website or anything.
As it stands, I don't even know if this is on the record yet, but I think December 4th or 5th, we're going to be on the Fallon show.
Oh, nice.
And then after that, we're doing a show in Jersey, Sayreville, New Jersey, just a one-off gig since the band will be out here. So I just talked to Jamie Jaster. He was talking about put me on a gig. And then the other group from Jersey, Horror, those guys. So we're trying to figure out who's going to go on the show with us. It's a small show.
Right.
I wanted to do a big show in New York and a big show in L.A. So probably this year we will do it. I talked to Biohazard and Hatebreed about going out with us, because some of these bands you always end up playing with because they're similar. Yeah. So why not just do a night of that type of music, you know?
Exactly. You've been a big fan of the Saint Metal since I started my website. So I want to thank you very much for, you know, being a supporter. And personally, myself, I love listening to Body Count and your music and stuff. So keep up the great work. I'm looking forward to the new album coming out November 22nd, Century Media. Listen, everybody, go out and buy the new album. I mean, support this band. You guys are amazing. And, you know, if you love Body Count like I do, you're going to love the new one. I mean,
yeah, if people are listening, go to my Instagram, which is IceMFT on Instagram, or if you're on Twitter, I'm at Final Level, and that keeps you posted. Also, of course, we got Body Count pages and shit like that. But right now, you can pre-order the records. The only way to get vinyl or actual CD is to pre-order. Like, they don't even sell, there's no more record stores. So if you are somebody like me that likes to have a physical copy.
Oh, I love having physical copies. I'm a big record collector, so.
Yeah, go to bodycountmerch.net, and they're pre-selling all this stuff. And, you know, right now, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, Mark. I don't even know how they sell records. Like, these things get streamed. If you're on Apple, you get the album for free. So having a physical copy is like, to me, it's like actually having the record. Having it on my phone, I don't know.
I'm old. It's like having the old Zeppelin records and the Sabbath records. I mean, we're up there in age, so.
Hey, but that way you really support the band. Get a physical copy, buy a t-shirt, you know, get a CD, some vinyl. But God bless everybody. You know, if you do hear about us coming to town, don't miss it.
I will definitely check you out next time, and appreciate for doing this today on short notice. And peace out, brother. Thanks a lot.
Marv, peace.
You too, brother. Bye.